Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Weekly Kaiju Havoc. I am your host, Cal the Kaiju Guy. So, what's up, everybody? I hope everyone's doing well today. Hope everyone's trying to stay cool in this heat. It's been mighty warm, ridiculously warm. We usually, here in Louisiana, don't see these type of temperatures. The heat index today was 114. we normally don't see these types of temperatures until like late July, early August or something like that. And so, yeah, it's, the fact that it is here now is something. So be sure and stay hydrated. If you're going to be working outside or doing anything too strenuous or whatever, you know, can't go wrong with just water. That's me. I drink 99.9% of anything that I drink, whether I'm at work or at home or going out to eat or whatever, is water. That's just me. So, you know, stay hydrated, stay safe out there. It is, you know, it is, summer is upon us, and it's letting us know that it's here. And for all of my listeners that stay, that are like primarily down south, Louisiana, Texas, Florida, you know, places like that and everything, you know, hurricane season is upon us. And, you know, we've had a few little storms pop up out in the ocean, and has kind of made their way over here. Hasn't really developed into much of anything. Hopefully we can keep it that way, because we do not need a massive strong hurricane blowing through here. You know, I don't know how some of my other, I think I looked it up one time and it said the states that's been hit by hurricanes the most, and I think the top three was Texas, Louisiana, and Florida. Not necessarily in that order. I think Texas was number one. But, yeah, you know, so, yeah, we're fed up with hurricanes, y'all. Like, you know, when these things hit, they're pretty rough. I've got a friend, I'm not going to name any names, but he's not from around here. And he moved down here, and he had been down here for a number of years, and he had never experienced a hurricane. And, you know, he had been sitting there going like, I want to see what it's like. I want to experience it. And everybody around was sitting there telling him, no, you don't. No, you don't. like, you think you do just because you've never experienced one, but you don't. You do not want to experience one. Well, he got his very first hurricane about 2.5, 3 years ago, give or take or whatever, with Hurricane Laura, which was a Category 4 upon hitting land, all but decimated, like Lake Charles and things like that. I believe it was the fourth most powerful storm to ever hit the United States, and that was his first hurricane. And Emily was also, that was also her first hurricane, because she's from Colorado. And yeah, it only took that one for them to say, yeah, we don't need no more hurricanes. So everybody, you know, just go ahead and, you know, I do work for a local utility company, so I would be part of the storm relief and restoration and stuff like that to try and get people's power back on. So just throwing a little thing out there of go ahead and get your preparedness done. Be prepared for these things, you know. Don't be some of the guys that's like, oh, it'll be all right. And then next thing you know, you've got a Cat 3 or a Cat 4 hurricane. I don't even want to mention that other category, so I'm not gonna. But, you know, you've got a Cat 3 or a Cat 4 coming through. So, you know, before you know it. So just be careful. Be prepared. Just try to stay cool the best that you can and stay hydrated. So, with all of that said, today I'm going to be covering the Skull Island TV series on Netflix. I finally sat down and watched it, and yeah. But before I get into all that, you know I told you guys that to tune in Monday, this past Monday, that I had an announcement to make and all of that. Something happened in my personal life that I'm not at liberty to speak about just yet, and it took up 100% of my attention that day. And, you know, everything's fine. You know, me and Emily are fine and all that, like family's good and all that kind of stuff. But just, you know, I don't want to speak about it right now, but something occurred that, pretty much made it to where the podcast was not going to be done that night. And so the announcement is going to come at a later date. Not, you know, it's going to be a couple of weeks before it comes and all that. Just because I've got a number of things going on. Emily and I are going to Colorado this weekend. We are actually leaving tomorrow at the time of this recording. So probably whenever most of you are listening to this episode, we will be on the road. So we are going to Colorado, and then we are going to be coming back, and we will be back either July 3rd or July 4th. And just in time for my birthday, hoorah, and all that stuff. So yeah, my birthday is the 6th. But so got a lot of stuff going on, so it's going to be a little while until I make that announcement again and everything. Before I get started into the review, I have a number of questions and a few shout-outs to give and all of that kind of stuff. First and foremost, it was brought to my attention at the time of this recording, either yesterday or the day before. I have given this individual a shout-out before. It was brought to my attention that one of my listeners who... the name that I was given for him was Joe the Mailman. So, pretty self-explanatory. His name was Joe and he was a mailman. But it was brought to my attention that he passed away over the weekend. And I never got to exchange words with the guy. But with the listener that informed me of this, he talked about him somewhat frequently. And, you know, he would like, hey, Joe, you know, says hi, or Joe really liked your newest episode and this and that. I'm like, well, you tell Joe, you know, and, you know, just stuff like that and everything. I never actually got to speak with him. But, you know, I'm sad to hear that. I genuinely am. You know, I was told that he enjoyed my show immensely, and he was always wanting to talk about it whenever he would see the guy that informed me about all this, because he was also a listener of the show, obviously, because he reached out to me. But, you know, they would always talk about my episodes and things like that. And yeah, from the bottom of my heart, I'm genuinely sad to hear that. I really am. So, to Joe's friends and family that also listen to the show, you know, I heard nothing but good things about him, and I'm sure he will be missed. And I'm deeply, from the bottom of my heart, I'm terribly sad to hear of his passing. So, rest in peace, Joe the Mailman. You will be missed by many, I'm sure. So, I hate to pretty much go from something like that to just jump into the next thing. But, you know, I'm a big, you know, we got to just move on. And I'm not saying that in a derogatory way of like, move on. You guys know what I mean. But the next thing that I want to talk about is, I've also given this guy a shout out before. Is one of my Instagram followers that I talk to somewhat frequently. His name is Chris Jones, and his Instagram profile page is called Monster Drool Designs. And he's an artist. He does a lot of different artworks of different monsters and kaiju and stuff like that. I really enjoy seeing his artwork. I really like it and all of that kind of stuff. But I'm calling him out right now, because he asked me a question a number of days ago. He sent me a question on Instagram and asked me, well, it's two questions actually that I'm going to cover. But he asked me, would I like to see a kaiju movie in the future that was a lot less on human interaction and humans and all that kind of stuff in the film? And would I like to see a film that is primarily kaiju? Whether it be them communicating in their own kind of way, or mostly fighting or working together or something like that. And I answered him on Instagram, but I'll go on ahead and just answer that. Yeah, absolutely. I would love to see a movie like that, that is primarily kaiju with as little human interaction as possible. Don't get me wrong. Some human interaction is necessary, and some of the human story elements in some of the movies are very, very good, and I end up really, really liking some of the characters and stuff like that. But for the most part, you know, the same thing that I said to Chris whenever I responded to him, I said, nobody goes into a movie theater or puts a movie on their TV and says, gee, I sure hope there's a compelling human narrative to this movie. No, you're plugging that in to see Godzilla, to see Kong, to see Gamera. That's who you want to see. That's what you've signed up for. The name of the movie is Godzilla or Gamera or something like that. You know, that's what you've signed up for. So yeah, I would absolutely love if there was a movie that was more heavily focused on kaiju and them fighting or working together or something like that. And just, you know, leave the humans out for a little bit. That's part of the reason why I loved the final throwdown with Godzilla and Kong in Godzilla vs. Kong, is that whenever Godzilla pretty much blew a hole down to Hollow Earth, and Kong's like, oh, okay, you want some? And pretty much went to go meet him and everything. Pretty much once their scrap began, it did not end until Kong essentially won round two. And then for whatever reason, Mr. Wingard decided not to let him do the finishing blow on Godzilla, and even though he was laying on the ground unconscious. But yeah, let's send him up to climb up on top of a building to distract him in the event that he wakes up. You know, poor writing in my opinion. But anywho, yeah, that's like, I want that. I want to see more kaiju fighting, more kaiju interaction, less human stuff. That's just my opinion. That's just, you know. And it also, it depends on the property, okay? Because, and I say that because it's going to, I'm going to talk about that with the Skull Island stuff here in a moment. And the other question that he asked me was if I was planning on covering any of the Dragonheart movies. You guys remember Dragonheart, I think, if you were around my age. I mean, yes, they've been coming out with them sporadically over the years and everything, mostly direct to, I think they've all been direct to DVD since the original. I don't even know if the original got a box office run, to be honest with you, now that I'm really thinking about it. I don't know. But I've seen the original dozens of times. It has a very special place in my heart. It's cheesy. It's corny. I've been a fan of it since I was a kid, you know, but yeah, it's... It can be pretty rough, you know, going in for the first time and all that kind of stuff. You know, stars Dennis Quaid, Sean Connery. Yeah, it's a good movie. But anywho, he asked me if I was planning on covering any of the films in that franchise in the future. And yes, I am. And as a matter of fact, don't consider this an official announcement because I don't have a date set aside just yet. But I was actually planning on covering the original Dragonheart here in the next few weeks, like 2 or 3 weeks or something like that. So, Dragonheart is coming. I bought a collection at Walmart one day. It was like all six or all seven films, whichever, however many there are in the franchise or whatever. It was cheap. It was like $12 for all the movies. And so I was like, okay, whatever, I'll get them. And I ain't watched not near one since, since I got it. But I did get it, so I own them all, and yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about the original because it's been so long since I've seen that movie. And the last little shout out that I'm going to do before I jump into the review is somebody who is a big fan of my show had a birthday yesterday at the time of this recording. My little buddy AJ. You know, so happy birthday, buddy. I sent AJ some gifts, and he was super thrilled and pumped whenever he got them and all that kind of stuff. So I hope you enjoy the gifts, buddy. Hang on to them, you know. I don't know what else to say. You know, hey, I'm glad you enjoy them. You know, hopefully you don't let anything bad happen to them or anything like that. Again, happy birthday. I hope you had a good day. Sorry, I didn't reach out to you on the day of, you know, I've had a lot going on. And so I really didn't think of it, but happy birthday, buddy. I hope you had a good day and I hope you enjoy the gifts. So with all of that said, 15 minutes and 21 seconds into this, let's get on to the Skull Island review. So first and foremost, above all, I greatly enjoyed the show. Far more than I thought that I would, to be honest with you. Like, because, you know, the kaiju animation stuff, you know, it doesn't have a winning record with me here lately, you know, like way back whenever, in like 2017, whenever they did the Godzilla anime trilogy, I really enjoyed the first film. I have found that I enjoyed the second film a lot more than I thought. I still think the third one is not good, and that's the polite way of me putting it. As far as Godzilla Singular Point goes, not crazy about it, really not. I mean, you know, you're going to have a TV show like that called Godzilla Singular Point and then give Godzilla all of like 3 minutes of screen time in an entire season. And yeah, it was just, you know, I didn't care for Singular Point very much. Pacific Rim the Black, I liked elements of it, but there was also a lot of things that I didn't too much care for with Pacific Rim the Black. And so yeah, it was pretty much getting to the point where I was like, okay, apparently a lot of these anime shows is just, I don't know. I don't know how I'm going to feel about them and everything. And so whenever Skull Island released, it actually took me a few days, like 2 or 3 days, to actually sit down and watch it, because part of me was kind of avoiding it, because part of me was like, man, I don't want to be disappointed. I really don't want to be disappointed. But I watched it, and I've got to say, I have a very, very, very small list of things that I did not like about it. I really, really enjoyed it. As far as all-time kaiju animated shows and everything, this is up there with like the 1998 Godzilla the series, and I love that series. So this is up there with it. Like I would have a hard time being able to pick which one I like more, to be honest with you. So all right, guys, let's get into. There's not going to be any spoilers, any major spoilers anyway. Of course, I am going to talk about, you know, a few things here and there, but so if you haven't seen it yet, you know, just be on the lookout, be on guard, and all that kind of stuff. So first of all, I'm going to talk about the stuff that I liked, and then we'll talk about the things that I disliked. Now, this very first entry, liked, okay? The animation, I liked it, but I'm going to talk about the animation a little bit in the dislike section as well, because there were some things. But whenever I first saw the trailer to the series, I wasn't overly blown away by the animation. I was just kind of like, eh, you know, like I can be very, very picky with my animation, okay? What I like and what I don't like. I'm man enough to admit it. And at first I didn't care for it. I was like, eh, I don't know, like, maybe I'll get used to it. Maybe not. I don't know. I'm not too sure. But anywho, yeah, turned it on and I don't know. I never really had a complaint about it throughout the entire show. After that, well, there's one thing, but I'll get to that. But yeah, so I really liked the animation. One thing that I really enjoyed was the humor. I thought it was very funny. The main characters are very, very smart aleck. Like, it's two boys and a girl. They're all three teenagers. And yeah, they are children after my own heart. Like, they had some smart aleck comments about a lot of stuff that was going on, and there was numerous times that I was chuckling and giggling and all that kind of stuff, so I really enjoyed the humor. The human characters. I know I had talked about earlier about how, you know, I want more kaiju stuff and less human stuff, but the human stuff, there was definitely more human stuff in here than kaiju stuff and all that, you know, so just go ahead and throw that out there. But the characters were really, really enjoyable. Now that I'm really thinking about it, I don't think there was really a single human character that I wasn't crazy about. I mean, that I didn't like. I pretty much like of the main characters, the main cast of characters, I enjoyed each one of them, to be honest with you, in their own little way. Like, I mean, it was pretty good. Like, I'm looking forward to more, to seeing more, whether it be in comic books or novels or things like that, or possibly even a season two to this show, something. I'm looking forward to more. Next up, something I really like, the new kaiju. Now, we got some really cool kaiju, some new kaiju to talk about. I'll talk about in more detail, like what the kaiju's names were and how what they were based off of and all of that kind of stuff in a future episode. But yeah, there was a pretty good deal of new kaiju revealed in this show. And I liked the vast majority of them. Like, okay, this is cool. I'm hoping for an action figure line from like Playmates or something like that. I would very much like to collect a lot of the figures that was of the kaiju that was in this show and all of that kind of stuff. So yeah, a lot of the new kaiju was really, really cool. So that gets my thumbs up. And most importantly of all, let's talk about the man himself, Kong. Kong was great. We got to see more emotion out of Kong. We got to see more intelligence as far as like his fighting abilities go and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, because there was a lot of complaints after Godzilla vs. Kong, primarily from Kong fans, that they didn't make Kong really put up much of a fight against Godzilla. And they're like, you know, you could beef him up a little bit. There are other kaiju fans out there other than Godzilla fans. Like, make Kong look good too. And apparently they listened in this show, because he throws down with some monsters and puts a, like, uses his intelligence, uses weapons, like, very, very good. I liked a lot of the fights that he was in. I will go ahead and say that I believe the entire series is 8 episodes long. I will go ahead and say it takes a little while for Kong to show up, which is, if you're a fan of the original King Kong or Peter Jackson's King Kong, or the story of King Kong in general, you know that it's going to take him a little while to show up, you know? So it took him like a couple of episodes to show up. Whenever he finally does show up, we kind of just get glimpses of him here and there. So it is like beyond the halfway point, I believe, before we get our first like real good, clear look at him and all that, and he becomes like a main focal point of the show and all of that. But, you know, to me, that just builds anticipation. It just builds, like, come on, where's Kong and all that. You know, it worked in King Kong. It worked in Jaws. It worked in the 2014 Godzilla, you know. Like, I'm all about that kind of stuff. Like, you don't have to shove them down our throat right from the beginning in order to get us hooked. With that said, the show does start off with some action and stuff like that to get you hooked in. So yeah, that's pretty much a list of the things that I like just off the top of my head. Now, as far as dislike goes, one thing that I really didn't like, this goes back to the animation. It seems at times either the studio was pressed for time and they didn't work as hard on some of the animation, or it could have been a deal of they let a different artist team come in and work on certain sections or fragments of the show, because the style is noticeably different. Like, you'll be watching it and it's a certain style, and then something happens and it's, like I said, very noticeable. Like, oh, they were either very rushed or that's an entirely different team that worked on that right there. And it just didn't fit, you know? I mean, like, sometimes I'm perfectly fine with different artists, like, working on different things to where, like, you know, in the same show we'll get to see. It's primarily, like, 95% one type of animation, and then out of nowhere it jumps to, like, a different style and all of that kind of stuff. Like, you know, for the most part, I'm okay with it, but sometimes the style change is a little bit too drastic, and I just didn't care for it. One other complaint that I have is actually about Kong. I believe his face was a little bit too human for my taste. Like, yeah, he looks like an ape, but at the same time, they gave him a little bit too much, too many facial expressions, and I didn't feel like looking at him, I didn't feel like if you just look at his face, it's like I don't really see more of an animated ape. I kind of, like, he just reminds me more of, like, Bigfoot or something like that in this. So I wish they would have made his face a little bit more ape-like, not just for my own personal preference, but then it would also match his appearance in the movies, in the MonsterVerse and everything. He's very much an ape-looking, like, monster and all of that. But, yeah, just seeing his face in this, like, it was a little off-putting here and there. And the last complaint that I've got, I told you all it was a short list. The last complaint that I've got is they pretty much spend the entire series leading up to a final showdown between Kong and the main kaiju, the villain kaiju of the show. And whenever the final fight happens, it lasts a pretty good while. I mean, like, we get, like, a pretty good chunk of time dedicated to them fighting and all of that. But I do wish that the quality of it was a little bit better. I'm not going to get into details. I don't want to, you know, spoil anything. But, you know, I'll give it a little bit more time. I may even rewatch the series in that time. And, you know, I might have a different outlook on it or something like that. I don't know. But I'm not going to go into details because I don't want to potentially spoil anything because not everybody has Netflix or not everybody has gotten around to watching it yet and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm just going to refrain from saying anything else and giving some spoilers. So, alrighty, guys, that pretty much does it for my review of Skull Island that came out on Netflix. It's very good. I really, really enjoy it. I hope you guys check it out, and I hope you guys enjoy it as well. Yeah, I find it to be far superior to Pacific Rim, The Black, the Godzilla anime trilogy, and even Godzilla Singular Point. I find it, of all the kaiju animated stuff we've gotten in like the last 6-7 years or something like that, this is number one, in my opinion. And I'm not saying that just because I'm a big Kong fan. Like, it kept my interest 100% of the time that it was on. Like, I really, really enjoyed it. Definitely go check it out. So, all right, guys. Like I said, me and Emily are going to be in Colorado. She's a lot more excited about it than I am because I'm not a traveling kind of guy. I'm just not. I've been that way ever since I was a little kid. I do not like road trips. I do not like... No, I don't, you know, and Emily is a very outgoing person. I'm very much a get out of my face kind of person, and she's a let's go on an adventure, and I'm like, there's nothing wrong with staying in the house, you know, like, so, yeah, you know, of course, there's two different types of people, and they marry each other, so that was me and Emily, so she's much more looking forward to it than I am. I'm, you know... We'll see. that's all I can say. We've already gone to Colorado once. I did not have the best time, but that's mainly because, one, the traveling thing, but also Colorado, we went for Christmas to see her family. There was snow everywhere. I am not a fan of snow. I hate snow. I'm not one of those people, like, whenever it gets cold enough down here in Louisiana and we'll get like a dusting or something like that, and I walk outside and I see it, and I'm just like, ugh. Like, I'm not a fan of snow at all, not at all. So, hopefully, going in the end of June, early July, maybe the weather will be a little bit better and all that kind of stuff. You know, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, but anywho, I told you guys all of that to pretty much remind y'all that Saturday, we're going up there for a wedding. Her cousin is getting married, and so I'm not going to be able to record an episode for y'all this Saturday. However, Chris and I, or Kid Kong and I, already pre-recorded the episode on Jaws that we were going to do. And so I have it scheduled to be released July 1st, that's a Saturday, at 8 a.m., the very next day, on his podcast, called Kid Kong at the Movies. That's KIDDKONG at the Movies. Kid Kong at the Movies. On Sunday, I believe his normally drops at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But on Sunday, July 2nd, that's whenever part 2 of Jaws is going to drop. So go over to his podcast, listen to us, continue our conversation talking about Jaws and all that kind of stuff. I think you'll really, really enjoy it. It's one of our, both of our, like one of our favorite films of all time. We really had a good time. He came over to the house, we watched the movie, and we were just throwing trivia and fun facts at each other. And I think we only got each other each like once. Like, I said something to him, I'm like, did you know about this? And he's like, no, I didn't. And then he got me as well. But everything else we were throwing out, you know, that happened because of this. Oh, yeah, I know. Well, you know, this happened because of that. Oh, yeah, I know. Who are you talking to? You know, like, we know an ungodly amount of trivia about this movie. But, yeah, we enjoyed it and had a fun time. From the moment he came to my house to the moment he left, it was a six-hour ordeal doing Jaws, and that includes watching the movie, taking a few breaks here and there, me recording my episode, him recording his episode. We just had a blast. It was fun. I really hope you guys are going to enjoy it. So at 8 a.m., it's scheduled to come out at that time, 8 o'clock a.m. Saturday morning is Jaws Part 1 on my podcast, the one you're currently listening to, and then Sunday, the very next day, Part 2 is going to be on his podcast, Kid Kong at the Movie. So I hope you guys enjoy it. And I did not announce what my next film was going to be, you know, the following Saturday. So, and I don't have one picked out. So, you know, either on the next, and we're still going to be traveling next Monday or this coming Monday, really. So we're going to be on our way back. So there's not going to be a Kaiju-rama on Monday either. So the next time you guys are going to hear from me is this Saturday for the, you know, the pre-recorded episode and all of that. But then the next time you guys will hear from me will be that Wednesday on the weekly Kaiju Havoc. And at that point, I will announce what my next film's going to be and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, there we go. So, alrighty, guys. Thank you all so much. You guys are the best. You know, the future of this podcast is... you know, I'm not going to talk about all that right now, but check me out on all of my social medias, at least on Facebook. I'm Kaiju Carnage, a Godzilla / King Kong podcast. I have a Godzilla Ultima fan page, and then on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, I am Cal the Kaiju Guy. I've uploaded quite a few new videos to TikTok as well as YouTube, so please go check it out and everything. So, alrighty, guys. Thank you all. I hope you guys enjoy the Jaws episode. Again, rest in peace, Joe the Mailman. You will be missed. And AJ, happy late birthday, buddy. I'm glad you enjoyed the presents. And we will catch y'all next time. This is Cal the Kaiju Guy, signing out.